5th Regiment losing members. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, 14th September 1915, page 2, column 4. Failure of state to pay bill. Incurred during demonstrations against Slayton affects enlistment. The failure of the state so far to pay the 5th Regiment of the Georgia National Guard for its services during demonstrations in Atlanta at the time of Governor Slayton's commutation of the Frank case is having a serious reaction upon the welfare of the regiment, according to Colonel Orville H. Hall, commander of the regiment. Not only is the regiment not getting new men, but old men are refusing to re-enlist at the expiration of their terms, says Colonel Hall, because they feel an injustice is being done them in failure to pay them for their services. The expenses and payroll for the service of the 5th Infantry during the Frank demonstrations amount to approximately $5,500. Although Colonel Hall has called upon the Adjutant General and the Governor to try to make arrangements to have this bill paid, he has so far been unsuccessful. So far, he says, he has not been notified that the bills have ever been okayed by the military department. Might borrow money. Colonel Hall believes if assurance could be obtained that the next General Assembly will pass a specific appropriation to meet the bills, he might be able to borrow the money and pay the bills immediately. He will take up the matter of a loan if he can get proper arrangements at the State House. Not only did these men render their services to the state without so far receiving a cent of pay, says Colonel Hall, but a number of the men of the 5th Regiment lost their jobs because of the time they lost in rendering that service. A great many more were compelled to lose the money they would have made in their jobs had they been able to work instead of being on military duty. This does not take into consideration the several men who were seriously injured and the number of others who were slightly hurt, and one man who contracted pneumonia. None of these men have been compensated yet. One of the members of the 5th Regiment not only lost his job because of his service during those demonstrations, but he was later actually ejected from his home because he had no money to pay the rent. He has not received any compensation. No provision made. It is held at the State House that these bills cannot be paid out of the military fund, but must be paid by special appropriation by the General Assembly. The General Assembly, at its last session, made no provisions for paying this bill. A resolution was introduced to appropriate the money, but I understand it never came out of the committee. This brings up a feature which is particularly disheartening to the men. For the preservation of discipline, it is necessary to court-martial and fine men for infraction of military rules. These fines are paid. The men feel that it is not just that the law should require them to pay their fines, yet provide no money for their services,